This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, October 24, 2017. Dustin Luca writes, it's time to buckle up. The final week of haunted happenings in Salem has arrived. Perfect weather is expected to make this Saturday the busiest day of the year for tourism in the Witch City. That comes 4 days ahead of Halloween night, which falls on Tuesday this year. Tens of thousands of people are expected to pour into Salem throughout the week. Some notable highlights this year include the final carnival at the Derby Street lot and the arrival of a cruise ship on Halloween morning. Kate Fox, executive director of Destination Salem, is quoted as saying, looking at the forecast, it's looking like we're going to have another nice weekend, at least on Saturday. By all accounts, we anticipate this coming Saturday will be the busiest day of the year. That's a big difference between Saturday and Halloween night, though. On the weekend, Fox said, bigger numbers will come out gradually throughout the day. Halloween night might see a smaller crowd, but it will come all at once, making the traffic seem much heavier. She's also quoted as saying, this is the weekend where the costumes get really great, so it'll be excellent people watching. More than 250 police officers will be in Salem for the final night of the season. That will include Salem police, officers from departments throughout Essex County, state police, federal authorities, and others. At least 200 will be in uniform, while a number of officers will be in plain clothes. More on the story written by Dustin Luca in today's Salem News. The Kassabusky Rink in Saugus is struggling to make ice this year. Bill Newell reports.
Rick, Bridget Turcotte writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn that the Kassabusky Rink in Saugus, which is currently without ice, is expected to be back in operation in about 4 weeks. The rink was supposed to open for the season on September 15, according to the terms of the lease, but did not because the rink had failed that it could not freeze the ice. Attorney Neil Rossman, who represents Dan Maniff, who leases and operates the arena, said the rink shuts down each year in April, leaving the spring and summer months for maintenance, refurbishing, and repairs. When they went to open the rink this year in September, they found out that the refrigeration system that runs under the rink that freezes the ice had failed, said Rossman. Quote, they had to bring people in to see if it could be repaired. The consensus was that it could not be repaired and that there were two ways of dealing with it. They could demo the whole rink bed and put in a whole new concrete floor with refrigeration pipes through the concrete floor, which would mean that it wouldn't open for this season because that would take months and months. They found a different solution called a mat solution. The mat sits on top of the damaged, unusable surface, and it is able to be refrigerated. It provides an immediate solution. But Selectman Jeff Ciccolini said he believes the solution is only a temporary fix to buy time. Quote, I consider it to be a short-term fix, he said. In my opinion, it's just got to be a Band-Aid. It's not a long-term fix. It will allow us, our children and adults, to utilize the rink and to get operational, hopefully, within the next 4 weeks. But the long-term, we need to look for a solution that can fix this problem and make sure that the additional repairs are completed. The mat solution is used when NFL teams play in outdoor games such as the ones at Fenway Park. The cost is about $200,000 compared to the alternative, which would have been twice as expensive, said Rossman. Yes, it was less expensive to put the mat down than to demo the whole floor and pour concrete and run permanent piping, but that wasn't the consideration, said Rossman. Quote, the consideration was the time factor. If they had done it the first way, it would have been more expensive and it would have been closed for the whole year. This saves the sole skating season. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell.
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. Thomas Grillo writes an item live. Plans to close Lynn's Housing Court is facing opposition from housing advocates and lawmakers. The Lynn Housing Court meets on Tuesday mornings, but under a plan crafted by Chief Justice Timothy F. Sullivan, Lynn's housing matters would be moved to Salem Housing Court. State Representative Daniel Cahill is quoted as saying, moving our busy housing court from the downtown to Salem, which already has lots of its own housing issues, would be a burden to tenants and landlords. The Lynn Democrat and the delegation, including State Representatives Brendan Crichton, Donald Wong, Lori Ehrlich, and Senator Thomas McGee, have asked Sullivan to reconsider the move. In a letter to Sullivan last month, the lawmakers said Lynn Housing Court is always extremely busy and provides a critical resource to Lynn residents and the North Shore. Sullivan said no decision has been made and won't be until he hears from all stakeholders. Earlier this year, the governor and the legislature provided $1 million to add 84 communities who lack access to housing court. Sullivan said they have to figure out a way to absorb these municipalities into the housing court system. More in the story written by Thomas Grillo in today's Item Live. Abigail Bliss writes in the Gloucester Times, town officials in Essex and Manchester are rolling out new channels for quicker communication between town residents and employees. In Essex, a new public alert system aims to keep residents apprised of general and emergency information. In Manchester, online safety profiles will provide responders with accurate, pertinent information in the event of an emergency. On December 1, the town of Essex will switch from its current Code Red system to a method known as Swift Reach, which is provided by the Essex Regional Emergency Communications Center in Middleton. Brendan Zubricki, the town administrator in Essex, is quoted as saying, "This system will allow the town to continue to provide important information to residents, but the cost is covered by the center." Residents currently subscribe to the Code Red messages who wish to continue to receive alerts from the town are encouraged to register for Swift Reach notifications via the Essex Regional Alerts button at essexma.org. Messaging will end on December 1 for anyone who does not enroll in the new system. Much more in the story in today's Gloucester Times, story written by Abigail Bliss. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.